Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of James, chapter number 2, talking about a faith that works. On Monday we looked at verse 17, and there we saw the principle of a faith that works. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And in verse number 18, on Tuesday, we saw the proof of a faith that does work. The principle, and now the proof. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. And then on Wednesday, we saw in verse 19, the problem with a faith that doesn't work. Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Today, let's look at verse number 20. The Bible says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Today we come to the payday for a faith that doesn't work. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, simply this. The evidence of true faith is works. Now, the first thing folks are going to do, they're going to say, preacher, you're preaching salvation by works. No, not at all. Just the opposite. I'm talking about a salvation that does work. Just as taking someone's pulse is an indication that they are alive, that their heart is beating. To see the work of Christ in their life and to see them in turn perform good works is an evidence as much man's pulse to see if his blood pump, his heart, is beating. The works that a man does is the evidence of the heart, the spiritual inner man, that he is alive and well. Well, the scripture says, though, that there are some that are just simply ignorant of the facts. He says, but wilt thou know? You realize there's a lot of people, they don't want to know. They don't want to hear. I don't want to hear bad news. I don't want to know that. If I'm not saved, I don't tell me. I don't want to know. Well, may I say, I'm just the opposite. I can take it. If I've got something wrong, tell me. If I go to the doctor, I don't want him to beat around the bush. Come on, doc, tell me what it is. Same thing with the preacher. Preacher's not the bad guy. No more than the mailman is responsible for you getting a late done in the mail. The mailman's not responsible for that, neither is the preacher responsible for telling you news you don't want to hear. You see, the truth hurts, but there are those who are ignorant of the facts. But wilt thou know? And then there are some that are irrational. And what I mean by that is, it says, O vain man. What does the word vain mean? It means for naught. In other words, absolutely for naught. Do you realize how many people are living on this earth and their religion is for naught? Their religion is in vain? That all of their life has been in vain? And yet the scripture teaches that there are those that they're not going to hear. There are those that are going to hang on to a Sunday school profession, signing a card in Bible school, going forward because their friends did. They're going to hang on to the fact their church membership and they're being baptized, and they're going to believe that that's going to get them into heaven, although they've never signed a fruit in their life. Well, what they're going to find is that some of these days, at the payday, that their faith is going to be inadequate. The scripture says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. I've said this earlier in the week, and I say it again. If your faith cannot loosen the grasp of hell off of your life, what makes you think that your faith is going to get you into the gates of heaven? Faith without works is dead alone. Father, I pray that you would speak to every heart. Lord, if there's one under the sound of my voice that does not know Christ or is not sure, may they bow their heart and knee just now, and may they receive Christ before it's everlasting too late. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.